T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. It's a 9 o'clock hour here at the beautiful Borgata Hotel Casino Spa in Atlantic City. Later in the hour, we got a hot seat. Jay Black is on, Al, because I am going to reveal what I've been doing in my spare time. I've been binging the show, and it is the best use of my time in recent memory.
Oh, your cool. Spare time?
My spare time.
What's it on?
I'm not saying what channel yet. Is it you got to keep listening. It's on streaming. All right?
I know.
Anyway. But we're going to, you know, one of the reasons we employ experts like Russ Tucker.
Yes.
They know more than we do. And he'll prove it tonight when he works with Scott Graham, NBC 10, Eagles preseason game one. We will see the great work of Russ Tucker, who's on the show with us right now. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, what's up, man?
Do you like that gig doing the Eagles preseason games, Ross?
No, I don't like it. I love it for a million different reasons. Number one of which, I told you guys this before, but I did national games, college on TV, NFL on the radio for 10 years. I'm telling you, more than half my family and friends didn't care even a little bit until I was doing the Eagles games on TV. People were texting me a couple years ago, Angelo, being like, you're really good at this. And I'm like, yeah, I've been doing it for 11 years. Thanks for paying attention. Nobody cares until you're on TV during the Eagles game.
Well, at some point, you're going to be discovered and move to a national level where you will make so much money, you will see WIP in your rearview mirror. But until then, Ross, I got to start with this because it's driving me nuts. So yesterday, the Eagles, because they're having injuries at the running back position, do not re-sign Jordan Howard, 4.7 yards a carry. They sign an undrafted college kid from North Texas, DeAndre Torrey. What is it about Jordan Howard they don't like?
I don't think there's anything about Jordan Howard they don't like. I think that they know what he is. They know what he brings to the table. I don't think that they feel like they need to decide right now whether or not to bring him back. You know, he probably wouldn't play very much in the preseason games anyway, Angelo. I think they want to see what Gainwell and Jason Huntley and Kennedy Brooks, I mean, Kenny Brooks was Oklahoma's running back the last 3 years. I think they guaranteed him over $200,000. So I think they want to see what those guys can do before they decide whether or not they feel like they need to bring back Howard. That's my guess.
But isn't there a risk that another team would sign him before you could bring him back?
There is, absolutely. And I think he's actually had workouts with a couple other teams. I think, though, Angelo, there are other Jordan Howard types that are out there. There will be other guys maybe younger or healthier than Jordan Howard that get cut by their teams that end up on practice squads. I think that's probably a risk or a chance that the Eagles are willing to take.
All right, let's move on to tonight's game, Russ, because all indications are we will see one or two series with the starters, and that might be it for the whole preseason. Do you agree with this approach?
Well, first of all, I'm beyond excited that it sounds like the starters will play a series or two tonight, which means everybody needs to tune in right at 7:30, not just my mom. Right. The only part of the game she likes, Angelo, is right at the start when they show my face and my suit. Everybody else needs to tune in right at 7:30. You know, I think I'd be curious, Angelo, to see what their strategy would be if they didn't have the joint practices the next 2 weeks. Next week they've got two joint practices with the Browns. The week after that, they've got two joint practices with the Dolphins. So I think they look at it like it's almost like the starters are playing five preseason games because the joint practices, it's ones against ones. It's basically full speed, and they're able to actually script exactly what situation. Do they want third and one? Do they want goal line? Do they want a blitz period? They're able to script exactly the situations they feel like they need work on.
So, but when you were playing the NFL, Ross, they were doing it the wrong way, playing players, starters. First it was one quarter, two quarters, three quarters, and now it's down to just a couple of series. Were they doing it wrong when you played?
I think it was probably unnecessary in hindsight.
Wow,
yeah.
Really?
Well,
wow.
Now I'll say this. I would not want my – this is me personally. I would not want my first action to be in the opener against Detroit. Like, I would want – to suit up, go through pregame warmups, play a couple series in at least one of these games to get ready. Other than that, though, I wouldn't feel like I need a whole lot more than that, especially if you have four joint practices. Because we did that a bunch of times in my career, and that you get really good work out of that. Hmm. The other thing is, Angelo, which I thought was really interesting, you know, we talked a couple weeks ago about the Eagles' practice schedule. I was on a call this week with the NFL. It's like a broadcasting thing to get you ready for the games. They have all kinds of data about the most likely time for guys to get injured is like the second or third day. And then it's, again, the second or third day after they put pads on. I mean, they have all kinds of data on it. And reading what they – on this PowerPoint presentation, whatever it was a Zoom – it's almost like the Eagles are following that very, very closely. Yeah. It's basically the NFL's recommendation at this point.
They are. We were talking to Nick Sirianni last week. He said the second practice of camp should be a walkthrough because that's when all the soft tip.
Yep.
They've got the data on it. All right, Ross, let's get to tonight. What Eagle are you most excited to watch tonight?
Well, the first couple series, I am very excited to see A.J. Brown. I hope they throw him the ball a lot. Angelo, he has been as advertised in training camp. I mean, you know, sometimes you get the – remember when the Eagles got Nnamdi Asamoah? Mm-hmm. And we're all kind of like, uh-oh, he doesn't really look that good. Because sometimes you get one of these big-name guys. A.J. Brown is an absolute monster. I'm hoping they throw him the ball tonight and he can show everybody. He's even better, I think, than I thought he was, watching him a few times in camp. So certainly I'm excited to see him. And then the rookies. I think Cam Jurgens will play a bunch. I got a chance to meet Jordan Davis for the first time yesterday. I can't wait to see him. N'Kobe Dean, I would expect to probably play a decent amount. So the first three picks, you know, I think the rookies, if you remember last year, I think Sirianni played the rookies a decent amount. I'm excited and looking forward to seeing those guys hopefully play a decent amount so we can all see what they got.
All right, Rhea has made a very good point that whatever Hurts does at these couple of series, we will then draw rash conclusions on. Do you think Hurts is going to be better just because he's got better targets like Brown?
I think he's going to be better for two reasons. One is he absolutely has a stud receiver in A.J. Brown who I think is a perfect fit. With Watkins as the deep guy, Devontae Smith, the smooth route runner. I mean, he's 6'1", 230. I mean, if you just look at him, he just looks like a stud. So I think he'll be better because of that. But here's the other thing, Angelo, that I'll talk about tonight, because I talked with Jalen yesterday. Do you know this is the first time he's in the same offense since he was 16 years old?
Yeah.
When he was at Alabama, they had three different coordinators. He goes to Oklahoma, different coordinator. He has Peterson his rookie year. Last year, he got Sirianni and Steichen. You know, one of the reasons why Drew Brees and Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and all these guys become so good is because they're so used to the plays. That they're so accustomed. They've been doing it for so long. This is the first time since he was 16 that Jalen Hurts hasn't had to learn a new offense. It's like he's always been taking, you know, Econ 101 every year. He can finally take, like, Econ 301 this year. He can finally take a higher-level class, which should really show up in the games.
What you are hearing is a sampling of the insight you will hear tonight throughout the Eagles' preseason opener. You like the Eagles in the opener of the regular season against the Lions. What's your gut say about a month out?
I think it's a tougher opener than people realize. I think the Lions are much improved. I have them high in my offensive line power. I have the Eagles number one in my O-line rankings, but I have the Lions number three. They have a really good line. Yeah, I mean, they obviously there's a lot of hype around them because of Hard Knocks. I think that's going to be a battle. I think it's much more of a battle, Angelo, than what people think. What did the Lions win, three games last year?
Yep.
Yeah, you know, there's people picking them to go to the playoffs. I certainly like the over, and I mentioned this on the Even Money Betting Podcast, on their season win total. I think they're more likely to win 7 or 8 than they are less than 6. So let's hope one of them is not the opener against the Eagles.
There you have it, Al. Now you're hearing it from an expert, and it's agreeing with my comments of the past couple of weeks. Russ Tucker, all you do is dazzle. We're looking forward to tonight, and the big moment will be when they will show Ross's face.
Yes,
and
in
his
a suit.
Mom, his
7:30.
Mom sees them.
So yep. my mom will take a screenshot, and then
really?
She'll text it to me, and then I won't hear from her for the rest of the game because she'll be watching like a Lifetime movie. And at the end of the game, she'll text me and say, "You were awesome, fabulous," when I know she didn't sit there and watch the whole game.
Well, we're going to watch it, Russ, and have a great game. And as always, thank you, buddy.
We'll talk to you guys.
Russ Tucker, he will be there tonight. And I should point out, Ray, I think you'll agree with this, he is a very good-looking man.
Oh, he has probably got a new suit for tonight.
Oh, man. Ooh.
He's always got to start off the season with a new suit.
No, it's going to be – it's fun to – we finally got a football season. Tyrone from Delaware can't wait. Hi, Ty.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing?
How excited are you that we're going to see some football tonight?
Oh, it's like Christmas morning, and the Eagles are the present, man. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
What
I want to see everybody.
What are you going to see tonight? What are you going to see?
I want to see the defense. I mean, I know what A.J. Brown looks like. I've seen him in Tennessee. But I want to see Jordan Davis. I want to see N'Kobe Dean. I want to see what the safeties – I want to see what the defense looks like with all these new pieces. That's what I want to see.
I'll tell you what I don't want to see. At any point in this three-hour period, an Eagle on the ground and the staff around them.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah.
That's
well,
more important. I haven't said it all morning, Greer, but I need to say it now.
Mm-hmm.
No problems with injuries. Please, keep us intact.
But you want them to play
what
more.
The hell?
Hard to.
You
tackle to the ground.
Are literally both
Angela,
sides
you
of your mouth
I
open.
I want it all. You understand?
It's a huge mouth.
I'm grabbing for the gusto.
Ty. You also want to see how Jalen's going to command the huddle. I know it's only a couple series. I just want to see if he looks sharp in the beginning. Just to see if he looked any different from what he did last year when he first got his start. So I'll be looking at that as well.
All right, Todd, my winner of the week, Ty, is the two Little League kids that hug. My Weasel of the week is Pete Rose. Who you got?
My Weasel of the week is Antonio Brown from comparing himself to Jesus and the Beatles.
Oh, my God.
Al Antonio Brown.
Wow.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Pete Rose, Antonio Brown.
Jesus at Red Rocks.
Antonio Brown, Pete Rose.
The Beatles.
Antonio Brown.
Ah, you, Tyrone, you won.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
You beat Pete Rose. That can't be. Hold on.
Yeah. Did you read that, Ange?
No, I actually didn't.
It was literally insane.
So he's out of football now, right?
Yeah,
he's
for
out
good
of
reason.
His mind.
Yeah.
Is he done now? Is that he's toxic, right?
He just went on this rant that was – the best was people started mocking it and doing their own.
Oh, the T-shirts of Jesus with a guitar?
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's too good. Hey, you won a Richmond's Ice Cream Fanatic Pop vinyl. That's like a little doll thing. For tickets to that game on August 21st where it's being given away, go to Phillies.com. PGW, Sustainable Gray Phillies Cap. Tickets to that game against the Mets on August 20th, just go to Phillies.com. $25 gift card to Rita's Water Ice, a Philly and Eagles hat and T-shirt combo pack, and a $50 Visa gift card.
All right, little known, we have an appeals process here, and I'd like to activate it right now.
What
Keith Jones, you are the appeals judge. I would now like to present my case for Pete Rose as the Weasel.
Yes, please do.
Present the evidence, please.
Joe said, "Tony, congratulations. What did you hit?" And Tony says, "Joe, I hit a high fastball." And Joe didn't know what to say. Joe said, "No shit."
Keep in mind, no one laughed at either what? Penis high fastball or the S word. No one laughed. And the Antonio
it's
Brown.
Unbeatable. He's unbeatable.
How did Antonio Brown beat him?
Jesus.
All right. It took Jesus to be 215. 215-592-9494. When we come back, Al, we got a hot seat coming up and a scheduled caller guest. Will of God.
Oh.
With a prepared item for all of you. Plan accordingly. WIP Sports Time 916.
Brought to you by MHS Lift. Phillies opening a key series at the Mets while the Eagles are playing their first preseason game at the Link against the Jets. Now, an important programming note. Eagles game will be live here on 94 WIP at 7:30. Pre-game starts at 6 p.m. Meantime, you can catch the Phillies-Mets game on 1210 a.m. as you're desperately trying to figure out how to get the Phillies game on Apple TV. Eagles game will be on NBC 10, as you just heard, with Ross Tucker. Phillies had their seven-game win streak end with a shutout loss to the Marlins. More troubling, though, the injury to Kyle Schwarber left the game with a strained calf, says he probably will not play tonight. MHS Lift is hiring for experienced technicians. Looking to join a winning team with great culture and leadership? Visit MHSLift.com today. That's MHSLift.com. NBC 10 first alert forecast. Partly sunny, a high of 85. It's currently 72. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back on a Football Friday. We're at Borgata. Can't wait for the game tonight. In fact, we got two games tonight simultaneously. Right here at WIP, you will hear the Eagles face off against the ominous New York Jets.
Ooh.
Preseason contest with some play by the starters. Meanwhile, up in New York, Phillies versus
yes.
Mets. Keith Jones predicting
sweep.
A New York Mets sweep.
Mm-hmm.
Stunning. Ava Graham's back there with our hot seat. Ava, are you ready?
I am ready, Andrew.
Well, just hold your horses because you're not next.
What?
Keith Jones, I need you to judge something.
Yes.
I scheduled directly Will of God at Ava's hot seat time.
Yes.
All right? And now I'm going to put Will on for a couple of minutes, and then I'm going to put Ava on for a couple of minutes, and then you will judge, Jonesy, who has provided better radio today.
Okay.
All right? First up, ladies and gentlemen, the talk stylings of Will of God. Hi, Will.
Yo, what up, Angelo? My God.
Good start. Boom. Will, what are you going to do today? Did you prepare a song?
Well, no. You remember we were talking before, and now you, I wanted to, you know, I said, imagine if I was in the middle of daggone WrestleMania getting everybody all hyped. And then yep. I'm going to do the Eagles shit. Because, you know, the Jets. You know about the Jet crap. Now, you know what we is, E-H-L. Come on, what?
No.
Give me a clue.
That is a great Eagles chair. Are you just going to present that? You think it'll be more entertaining than Ava's hot seat? Is that what you're saying, Will?
Listen, I got the story to tell, buddy. Come on, this is Philly. We ain't playing with you.
I love it. This is the one portion of the show where I wish we had subtitles. All right, Will, if you would, Will, could you please give us your special Eagles cheer?
All right. Whoa. All right, I'll do that first, and then I'll do the other one second. Pretty ball. If you don't know this is football season, wake the heck up. We're going to stop the Jets. It's the best thing in life. And we're going to make them go fly, fly away. Just like we do. Flap the friendly skies. We're not united, but we're still getting there. Hello. So let's get it. People, you listen to WIP. Flap some lights right now. Oh, I see you. Y'all ready? Let's go. A one. A two. God darn it, where's my three? E-H-L-E-S. What? E-H-L-E-S. Who? E-H-L-E-S. Where? Eagles. Hold up. Bring it back now. E-H-L-E-S.
What?
E-H-L-E-S.
Who?
E-H-L-E-S.
Where?
E-H-L-E-S. Eagles.
Now I got to tell you, that's my favorite cheer, Will. You had something besides that? Because that right there blows Ava's doors off. Will, is there more, or is that it?
He might have led
well,
with
you know, I was thinking, right, since I'm a true friend with a guy, I said, might as well call myself Mr. Spontaneous. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You're spontaneous. It's what it's what give you your charm. Will, do you feel over the years you've developed additional popularity among our audience?
Man, I have done it for years before that. Yep. Problem is, everybody don't know me. My name is DJ Chill. My name is Will the Guy. But you go on Spontaneous TV on YouTube, Will the Guy, you see a lot more. But what I like to do right now is play with the caller. Put a caller on, and I'll play with
you. No, I can't do a caller with you, Will. I got a lot to do here. But, Will, right. As usual, you did not let me down. You are one of my true heroes, and I love you, my brother.
This is just the beginning, man. We're going to wake up America, make them smell our coffee. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I actually don't know what you're talking about, but thank you for the call. Ava, are you ready now at the hot seat, Jonesy? You are. You have listened closely.
Yeah, I took
now,
all
Ava
that
Ava will attempt to top Will of God with her hot seat. Go ahead, Ava.
What's up, Angelo?
No. That's your no. Just stick with your style.
What?
Today, you, Angelo, are on the hot seat. Brought to you by Xfinity, the fastest internet Philadelphia, and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge. Hot seat. You know what, Angelo? Today is the Eagles' first preseason game, and I'm excited. In the words of Brian Baldinger,
football's what makes America great.
And you're all out here.
I am stockpiling pants. And after that first game out, I'm opening a haberdashery with all the pants I'm going to win. Because the Eagles are losing that game. And people are giving me their pants.
Blah, 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 blah. Ow! Blah, blah, blah.
I no longer snort cocaine.
Doesn't sound like it with all your crazy talk. The Eagles are going to lose. Nick Sirianni is too soft. And all give me your pants.
Jonesy, I want your pants.
You should see my underpants.
Oh!
Put up your pants, my man!
It's Friday. The weather is going to be beautiful. The Phillies are on a playoff run, and football is back. Sports are fun today. So stop with the get off my lawn stuff, and let's go, birds!
All right. That was very entertaining. A little mean-spirited, but very entertaining. Keith Jones, you've heard two entries. Who would you give the nod to between Will of God and Ava Graham?
Little Billy's girl nailed it.
Yeah? You like Ava Graham? I am going Will of God. Al Morganti.
I'm going to go Ava Graham.
Ava Graham. Rhea Hughes.
Ava was awesome.
Dave Breitmeyer. Ava. I'm on, an island by myself. All right, fine. I'm on an island. Apparently, Al, we have a domestic situation we have to help. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Kenny from the Dirty 30. Hi, Kenny.
It's no domestic situation. This is a no-brainer, and Rhea will back me up.
Okay.
Rhea, I will be watching the Eagles game tomorrow morning and then the Phillies game afterwards because tonight is my 17th anniversary to my lovely wife.
Yes.
And we are going to go celebrate appropriately.
Oh. Okay, so, all right, hold on. It's your 17th anniversary?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not that important. You should be watching the Eagles and the Phillies games.
Not good advice. Kenny, hold on a minute. Kenny, hold on. I know, Melissa, your amazing wife, and you are making the correct decision. Jonesy, you are also a bit of a romantic. Should he be with his wife on the anniversary, or should he be watching sports?
Watching sports.
What? Watching sports? Ow. Yes. Give him some advice.
Bring her to the game.
Yeah.
What about the game, Jonesy? Kenny, go to the game.
Well, that was brought up.
And?
Why don't you do both? Spend a minute with your gal and then go to the game.
I can solve this for you as a woman. It's very simple. You got anything to do during the day today?
Just work.
Okay. At lunchtime, go out and buy her a very nice – you don't have to go crazy with jewelry. Buy her a beautiful piece of jewelry and then order some takeout from your favorite place and watch the games together. It gets you out of having to take her out.
Al, have you ever done
that? A nice piece of jewelry.
Rhea does not – Kenny, what you're doing, your plan is exactly right as is. Mm-hmm. You understand? Don't tweak it at all. You spend tonight with Melissa. She's worth it.
Well, see, this I just gave you the Cliff Note version. The actual version was I accumulated 10 tickets, and I was taking my kids and all their friends to the game tonight, plus my one buddy and his family. He was coming down. And then my wife comes in and goes, you know, we have dinner plans tonight.
Yep.
And so now my neighbors are going to take their own kids to the game.
Perfect. No, you've done the right thing, Kenny.
Wait, you forgot about your anniversary?
Yeah, why don't you send your wife to the game with the kids and watch it at home?
No, listen, I'm going to put my cards on the table, all right? As someone himself who totally outkicked his coverage, when you are the lesser of the two, you do whatever the more of the two not wants
That's
and needs.
That's really terrible advice to give on a wedding anniversary.
Let me tell you something, Kenny. You know me. I'm a dream husband because I realize what I got. That's filet mignon, and I want to make sure it's cooked right.
They like you when they're asleep.
There you go. But let's really put the cards on the table. This is a preseason game. And this was Eagles-Dallas.
You'd be there.
Story.
I'm with you. I got you. Kenny, as usual, you're making the right choice. That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is a romantic.
He is not filet mignon.
Now, on the line with us, Al, is a man who – I'm going to take a wild guess here. All right, we've been talking about Keith Hernandez. There's very little likelihood any of our callers, with one exception, would have known him.
Yeah.
That one caller, Big Rube Harley. Oh. Hi, Big Rube.
Harley.
Big Rube, do you know Keith Hernandez?
No, I haven't met him, but I know him from the episode of Seinfeld.
All right, what happened?
Remember that moving episode with Seinfeld? He's like, I'm Keith Hernandez. It's all about him and everything, so I love that episode. And, I mean, I watched him as a player. No, he's a great player, but, you know, I love when y'all mentioned me and said this about the chef was his Coke Connect. I'm like, is it Big Rube?
Big Rube. He was suspended a year from the St. Louis Cardinals for snorting cocaine. Have you ever snorted cocaine?
Man, in the 80s, everybody, all the older guys, they was in there. I used to get ridiculed because I didn't want to do that. Everything, that's why I'm talking to y'all now, because I went to the left and I'm left-handed because I didn't partake in things like that.
All right, so you did not do that. Are you in the middle of an auto race right now? What the hell's going on?
I'm on 76 West about to go to Pitcher's Pub to open up Chef Big Rube's kitchen.
And what will you be cooking? Listen to that. What will you be cooking today, Rube?
My fried chicken, my cheese steak, the best burgers, all that. Like, you had my burger, but once you, you know, that In-N-Out, I'm the In-N-Out of the East Coast. So,
be clear on this, Rube. I am out on In-N-Out. You will not hear me touting that burger ever again because the fries are pure garbage. And if I cannot have a delicious fry with the burger, the burger's of no use to me. I'm done with them, Big Rube. I'm looking for a better burger. Maybe I'm going to check with you.
Well, you had it before, you know what I mean? Just you were still jaded by that In-N-Out place.
Not anymore.
I'm make you some more.
Holla!
Holla!
That's my brother. I've gotten a lot of emails on this, all right? Jonesy, when I said the In-N-Out burger, French fries are bad, I'm telling you, if you removed the cardboard container from the fries, put ketchup on the cardboard and ate that, it would be slightly more delicious.
They are remarkably bad.
They are insanely bad.
Yeah, they're terrible.
They are if you got frozen potatoes and just ate them out of the package, frozen, they would taste better than than what
they have. Five Guys fries are excellent.
That is why now I have gravitated to the Five Guy experience.
Yeah, it's really good.
Because it's more than just the burger. Yes, their burger's fantastic in and out. You can't ignore the rest.
I agree.
I came around.
I agree.
It took me a while.
It did. It took you a long time.
Oh, God, I'm here now. A while. Dewey's on the line from Royersford. Hi, Dew.
Hey, man. How you doing?
How are you, Dewey?
What's up, all you guys? Hey, not much. Just like you said, and a couple of you guys have said that. When they replaced, when the coach replaced Stubbs.
Yeah.
I was fuming.
Dewey, there was nothing statistically, there was nothing logically to do it other than one was a right-handed batter who can't hit, by the way, and the other was a left-handed batter who had won a game against that guy on a walk-off home run. How do you make that move? Get it.
So here's what I wanted to know. From a baseball standpoint, I think the batter in the majors, the hitter, has the advantage the first time to look at pitchers. And just remember, like in other words, I usually agree with Jonesy. I think the Phils are going to take 2 out of 3.
Nice.
Scherzer is hittable. He always throws a fastball first pitch. He likes to get ahead, 0-1. And guys like, you remember, he used to hitting, facing Hall, Stott, Marsh. These guys are young. They got quick left-handed back. I say swing first pitch and let it fly.
All right, Dewey, I'm going to remember this call during the weekend.
I like his plan.
Because Keith Jones is adamant that this will be a Mets sweep. You understand? He is not even giving you one of the games. He is saying, Jonesy, are you locked in on that?
Yes.
He's 100% locked in.
They don't get
it. It's all the right-handed.
And you got to understand, he's a degenerate gambler. he looks at this stuff in
depth.
Losing
Schwarber's brutal.
Yeah. Losing Schwarber's a bad loss,
really
Dewey.
It's a difficult loss.
We'll see.
Well, that's why I said watch Derek Hall. All right?
Yeah.
Watch Stott.
Okay.
Some other guys.
Young kids against veteran pitchers are in trouble.
All right. You know what? I'll feel better if Marsh shaves. I'm just saying. Dewey, if you would, please, could you give me a Weezer? What is it? What do I need? A winner?
Winner.
I need a winner.
Winner.
Give me a winner.
Well, you know, the guy that said Dick Vermeil is the winner.
Yep.
But when John Crook, the way him and McCarthy handled Rose when he said that stupid thing he said, Rose, about when Tony Perez was up and all that. It was pathetic.
Dewey, I was shocked. That was what I was thinking all along. And I said, you know what? No one's ever going to pick up on that. The fact that he said that really ignorant thing, and McCarthy just went on and called the play-by-play, and he's like, well, you got away from me. He's like, I'm just trying to call the game. I thought those guys handled it as well as could be expected for the horrible position they were put in.
Did Dewey just win the winner of the week?
Dewey, well, I didn't think anybody would get it.
Dewey, good job. You won. What did he win?
He won a $50 Visa gift card, the Eagles hat and t-shirt combo, a $25 gift card to Reader's Water Ice, a PGW sustainable gray Phillies cap. Now, that's going to be given away to all fans attending the Mets game on August 20th. And a Richmond's ice cream. This is a Fanatic Pop vinyl. It's a little like Doll. That's going to be given away on August 21st at the Phillies game. For tickets to the Phillies games, just go to phillies.com.
When we return, our TV guy comes up, Jay Black, and he's going to explain how this whole concept of inviting outsiders into the booth started and where it goes wrong. Plus, I am binging something now that is the greatest binge I have ever had in my life. All next, WIP Sports Time, 9:38. Let me tell you about my friend Sam Pond. He lives right down the road here. We're in Atlantic City. He's down at Sea Isle. And I've known him for about 30 years. And I got to tell you, from the first day I met him, I went, man, there's a lawyer. If I ever need somebody, that's the guy I'm going to want fighting for me. He's got a great law firm, Pond, Lee, Hockey, Giordano, that are absolute the best at workers' compensation lawsuits. And I got to tell you right now, if you have disability benefits, if you have a workers' comp case and you need a great lawyer, you're not going to do better than Pondley Hockey Giordano. They have recovered billions with a B for their clients over the years, and they've done it because they've done it the Philadelphia way. They've done it by simply not accepting anything but success. And they understand how important this is to you. They understand the passion you bring to the situation, and they take it into a courtroom, and they win. That's what's made them the most successful workers' compensation law firm in Pennsylvania. You got to make a phone call, 800-568-7500, 800-568-7500, Pondley. Welcome back. We are...
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
42 here at the beautiful Borgata Hotel Casino at Spot Atlantic City. I am just I book Jay Block every week, and I communicate with him via email. We are partners. I am going to be part of his podcast with Rhea Hughes next month when he starts up his TV podcast. I am learning now on the board that he is calling us while on a cruise in Alaska.
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 He could have said no, right? Let's get him up here. Hi, Jay. You could have said I can't do it this week.
Angelo, I would never turn down the opportunity to hear my own voice on the radio. Are you kidding?
All right. Fair enough. What's it like in Alaska?
It is beautiful. And, you know, I keep hearing back home that it is, from my wife and kids, that it's like still 175 degrees there. So the idea that I get to walk around in 55-degree weather feels like I'm in heaven.
Wow. All right. We got some big problems here back home. Pete Rose ambushed the Phillies broadcast on Sunday, and we're all trying to understand how you bring a guy into the booth that has already made a fool of himself the whole day. Where did this whole thing start where you bring in guests to the booth? Does that go back a long way, Jay?
Yeah, it goes back to Monday Night Football, you know, and the Cosell years, which, by the way, I did a little research. Cosell, never happy about having anybody in the booth. He always wanted to get them right out of there and get back to the game, which is probably the right instinct, going back through the history of all this. Monday Night Football started it to make it a big deal. You know, the idea that this was an event. You bring in celebrities. You know, they had John Lennon, Burt Reynolds, Beatles. Actually, it was ended in 2006 for Monday Night Football when back-to-back they had Christian Slater and Jimmy Kimmel on during the Kornheiser years. And Christian Slater said he didn't like football, and Jimmy Kimmel made fun of the Kornheiser and how much Joe Theismann must be mad at home watching it. And they said, no more of this.
And that's when they – oh, wow. You know, that serves them right.
Yeah.
All right, here's what I'm trying to understand. So whose decision is it, Jay – to put Pete Rose in that booth, knowing he had already he had left behind a trail of victims? Why were you putting him in the booth? Who decides that?
Well, traditionally it would be the producer of the show. Now, I don't know. Any producer worth their salt are going to say, maybe this is a bad idea. So it makes me think that maybe this was something that was handed down from on high. But I don't understand, like, you know, what pictures does Pete Rose have of the people in charge of this that they went through with it? Because he was off the rails the entire day, and he comes in and he was off the rails on the show. So, you know, anybody that knows about the kind of guests you want to have on would have said no. So I don't know who exactly made that call, but traditionally it would be the producer of the show.
All right. One other point on this that I found fascinating. No statement was made by either the Phillies or NBC Sports Philadelphia about the behavior of Pete Rose. But I think NBC Sports Philadelphia made its own statement when in the replay, I've never heard of this, Jay. In the replay, the sixth inning that Pete Rose was in the booth was completely eliminated from the replay. You went from the fifth to the seventh. Are they making a statement there on how well they thought Pete did there?
100%. I mean, they'll sometimes shorten games, but I think on this one it is a statement. I'm surprised. I'll be surprised at the end of the year if this game is in the record books. You know, it might be that there was only 161 games played by the Phillies this year. But yeah, I think this is NBC Sports and the Phillies saying, you know what, let's all forget this happened, which is probably a good thing whenever Pete Rose is involved.
Absolutely. Now, Al, I'm telling you right now.
What is it?
The tip I'm about to give you. This is the kind of thing we're going to do on Jay's podcast. If you have 50 spare hours,
what?
It's going to cost about 50 hours.
That's a no.
And here's what I did, Al. Tell me if this isn't strategizing your life, all right? I've been watching for 6 seasons a show called Better Call Saul.
All right.
It is the prequel to maybe the greatest TV program ever, Breaking Bad. And it ends. The final episode of Better Call Saul is Monday night on FX, all right? Or AMC. That show will catch up to Breaking Bad on this show Monday night, right? So if you love Breaking Bad, you don't. So I binged the entire Breaking Bad, 5 years.
Really?
I am now in the fifth year. And, Jay, I'm timing it so that I see the last episode of Better Call Saul right at the time I see the last episode of Breaking Bad. Is that good strategy for a TV viewer?
I think it's fantastic strategy. This is exactly why you and I are friends about this stuff. This is a great move. Not only do you get to rewatch one of the greatest shows of all time, you are fresh with all those references, especially in the last couple of episodes. I don't want to spoil anything about Better Call Saul for people, but all of the little callbacks and little moments that are happening in that last run of shows, you get it, and you get to see a great show. You did it the right way, Angelo, 100%. No.
And I'm going to tell you, Jay, I binged a lot of shows. This is the greatest binge I've ever done. It's only about 10 years old. Rhea, I remember almost nothing that happened 10 years ago. Now, that may be senility.
You don't remember stuff I told you 10 minutes ago.
I don't. Jay, I'm gonna make a statement now, and you can agree with it or disagree with it. I just binged a couple of years ago Sopranos during the COVID thing.
Yep.
Breaking Bad is the greatest television program ever done. It's number one of all time. I binged them both. They're both considered the two best. Breaking Bad is better. Your thoughts?
I put it in the top three, but I got to go Sopranos 1. We talked about this during COVID. I did a rewatch of it. Now, maybe I'll be different. Maybe I'll do a rewatch before we do our podcast, before Breaking Bad. But I think Sopranos is still the number one show of all time. It is dreamlike, and I love it.
If you do not binge Breaking Bad, Rhea and I will withhold our services from your podcast until you do it.
Well, that's not true because I've never seen it. It's not something that interests me. But I'm rewatching some of my favorite British shows, so I'm up to date on being able to do that.
I'm watching Mr. Ed. You want me on?
Yeah, he needs Mr. Ed. Yeah, a talking horse out. Right, Jay Black, you are the best. It's jblack.tv. Stay tuned. There'll be announcements soon on when the podcast starts. Jay Black, you're the best. Thank you. Enjoy Alaska.
Thank you, guys.
Alaska.
Have a great
Jonesy.
Al, you're not
You
right.
must have 50 free hours,
I
right?
I do. No. I absolutely do.
And here's the one problem. I got a lot of kids running around my house now.
Yes.
I have to turn it off whenever they're around because there's some bad land.
But you could watch
it. I've never
Mr.
watched
Ed.
One episode of it, so I'm thinking about
no,
trying to
No, Jonesy,
that.
I'm warning you now. If you open that door, you can't close it.
Yeah.
You are going to want to spend all your time with those methamphetamine creators.
Yes. That's why I have no interest in
it. We'll try
it. If you saw it, you would love it.
I'm not into drug shows.
It's not about drugs.
You just said methamphetamine.
It's about people. It's about
people. Who are doing meth.
Is Keith Hernandez in it?
Keith Hernandez actually snorted the third episode. He snorts the whole episode.
They honored him.
Lamont is on the line. He's a Cowboy fan. Hi, Lamont.
Hey, good morning, Angelo and team. Hey, Jonesy, I like that bet, Jonesy. That's a good bet.
It's bad.
Hey, Lamont, will you be watching the Eagles tonight so you'll find out how much behind your Cowboys are to our fine unit?
I'm not even worrying, Angelo. We win in division. I'm telling you this now, Angelo. And I want to know who this third back string quarterback you got, Carson. What his name is? Carson Strong or something like that?
Carson Strong is our third stringer.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my God. He's going to get a lot worry of playing about time it. This
we,
year.
We have two that are better than your guy, Dak Prescott, who is. Yeah. Hey, by the way, I'm glad you called in, Lamont. Did you hear the news about Ezekiel Elliott?
He's done.
He's okay.
No, he's not okay. He was, unfortunately, he was chained to a buffet table for 6 months and reported to camp 25 pounds overweight.
That's
your
awesome.
Thoughts, Lamont?
I don't think so, Angelo. I think he stayed out of Cabo, like I told you before. He was working out, Angelo. He's going to be good, Angelo. I'm telling you.
He was working out primarily his jaws and steak.
It's bad, Lamont.
Did you see that the Broncos and Cowboys had a joint practice? I think it was yesterday. There were six fights.
There were six fights?
Yes.
All right, the Cowboys lost all six of them.
Angelo, I want to tell you something, Angelo. You dropped the ball with Kenny. You should have sent them to Steven Singer, like you said. Steven Singer.
I understand. You don't think he knows that?
His wife so he can go to the game tonight.
We hate Steven.
Lamont, do you think I brought you on so you could judge me? Is that your thought process
saying,
here?
You judge me all the time, Angelo, so I'm just judging
I
you
I judge
back.
You because you're a loser.
Whatever.
Oh,
Angelo.
That's all right.
Angelo, are we watching the game tonight down there?
We, I can't put you in my house. I will lose all my family members.
Bring them down.
Lamont, call me Monday.
Monday,
Lamont, I want a concession speech on Monday because it's over for you and your loser team. And how better to end it, Al, than the leader of the Dirty 30, Jason. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Angelo. Good morning, team.
How do you feel about tonight?
I feel confident. You know, I want to see how Jalen Hurst does, and I'm anxious to see A.J. Brown and, you know, the defense and everything like that.
Do you have confidence that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to have a great season, Jason?
Yes, I do.
Do you have confidence that the Eagles will win the opener against Detroit?
Of course.
All right, listen, Jason, if somehow the Eagles lose, are you willing to give me a pair of your pants?
Yeah, sure, Angelo.
All right, because sure. I would like a pair. Right, now, you're pledging this. You're a man of honor. If the Eagles lose, you will give me a pair of pants.
Absolutely, Angelo.
What's it called again, Ange?
It's called
Pants for the pantsless. I forgot it.
Man, come on. Give me
and
a second.
What is,
you sprung it on.
That's a hell of a
campaign. It's your campaign.
You sprung it on.
It's a hell of a campaign.
I don't
campaign.
Have it written in front of me yet. It's a new thought. I'm working it on.
You just asked why I didn't realize you were missing
you just
something.
Just pants them.
Yeah, hey, Jason, I need one right now.
Hold on. What did the Eagles want, or what are you going to pledge?
Give me one.
I am going to send out a photograph of my pants. Everyone can have it.
Give
me
one.
Okay. Here
right.
you go.
Now, give me a Eagle chair.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
That's our leader.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to do a wrap.
All right, all right, all right. So line of the day is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looked so good. We were discussing Deuce Staley after appearing on Hard Knocks, and it led to this conversation. People can't pass gas in their meeting room.
That's correct.
He makes a big hard stand on it. He said he's going to fine anyone if they do it in the room, that they better step out.
That's good TV.
That's why they're ready.
That's when they get on the field, they're going to be really gassed up.
The line just went to -2.
Pete Jones is always with toilet humor.
I know. I'm sorry to my mother-in-law. She hates toilet humor.
Every single time he's here,
I give him the line of the day with
toilet humor.
It's not my fault that he's funny.
Maybe he should try something different.
Okay, well, you know what?
I love Deuce.
If it works, it works. Brought to you by Armand Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit armandcadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. Which new Eagle are you most interested in seeing tonight? 41%? My big man, Jordan Davis.
Wow.
AJ
Brown, how much?
35% AJ Brown, 21% N'Kobe Dean, and 3% for Hassan Reddick.
We like big men in this town.
Our
assistant this morning back at the station, Ava Graham, right here at the board. Got our engineer, Dave Breitmeyer, back at the station. Our producer, Joseph A. Wechter Jr. Have a great weekend, everybody. Go Phillies. Go Eagles.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.